Anytime a politician goes out to campaign and try to earn your vote, what are they doing? They're telling you that things aren't good right now. You vote for me, you get me in office, and things will get better. That's every slogan is about that very thing. They are selling, they're constantly selling hope, and they're selling change, and they're selling promises. And I looked up some of the campaign slogans for the last few years, and it's morning again in America, I think was Ronald Reagan. He was saying, it's morning again. It's the time of new hope and promises. The sun is coming up. Obama had a few of them. Change you can believe in. Yes, we can. Selling hope. Hope, in fact, was one of his big posters, if I remember right. Selling hope, selling promises, selling change. Hillary Clinton had stronger together. And then, of course, Donald Trump's slogan and that he still uses is make America great again. All of them sell hope. They sell promises. And in many ways, they're almost like prayers that these things would come true, that these people who get into office would do something to fix the current situation. And it strikes me that in our gospel, as the people are shouting praises, as Jesus comes into Jerusalem, they're shouting, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. They're almost like campaign slogans. For about 3 years to this point, Jesus has been traveling the countryside. He's been bringing really the best kind of health care there is. He's healing people, and he's casting out demons. There's a lot of casting out demons in the Gospel of Mark. He's feeding people. He's bringing hope to a people who really have none. And as he's doing this, he's challenging the authority of the establishment. The Pharisees, the chief priests, the scribes, all these head honchos all over Judea and Israel, he's challenging them, facing up to those who are in power. It's not unlike a campaign tour. And as he travels around, there's titles then that begin to become associated with Jesus. Peter calls him the Christ, the Messiah. A blind man calls him the Son of David. Others refer to him, and Jesus refers to himself as the Son of Man. And these are all titles that are associated with the chosen one of God, the one who would come to make Judea great again. And then we have the events that we celebrate this Sunday morning. Jesus comes into Jerusalem triumphant. He comes in looking the part. He comes in as a conquering king would come in. They put him on a colt, one that has yet to be broken, yet he is master over it, and he rides into town. They spread their cloaks about in front of him. They lay leafy palm branches out in front of him. They hail him as a king, and they shout, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And it might as well be the shout of some campaign slogan. Hosanna, it means save us, rescue us. But the people don't exactly know the full depth of what they are shouting. They see in front of themselves all these problems. They see in front of themselves the sick, those who struggle under the oppression of demon possession. They see the struggles of people who are burdened by the taxes of Rome and can't pay what they owe to Rome, that superpower of the day. They see that they are hungry. They see their problems, and they see in their problems something that needs to be fixed, and they see in Jesus one who they believe will fix them, just as a king where a president might promise to fix our problems. And we, of course, have our own problems in our own world. Some of them are the same as what they might have gone through in Judea and the land that Jesus dwelt in. They have issues with taxes and poverty and hunger. We have some other problems that they might not have had. We have our opioid epidemic. We have issues with violence in the schools, gun control, and all these things. We have abortion. We have healthcare issues. We have immigration. We've got whether we should build a wall or not. We have all these things. And you have people making promises to fix these problems, to bring forth policy, and everybody's trying to do something about it. And what they're trying isn't necessarily bad. These are problems we should fix. But we will never be short of problems. Just like we will never be short of proposed solutions. And the reality is that no president, no campaign slogan that they would ever bring could ever get to the heart of what our true issue is, which is our own fallen hearts, our own sin. All these things, the epidemics, the violence in the schools, they are symptoms. Symptoms to our true disease, which is our own diseased heart, our own sinful nature, the hate we carry inside of us, the disobedience to the Lord, the evil that dwells in humanity. No campaign can fix that. We don't truly understand the depth of our sin and our problem, and when we do, it drives us to despair. But Jesus goes into Jerusalem. He absorbs their praises, their shouts of Hosanna. He receives them as they receive him, even as a king. But he knows exactly what they need, even though they don't. Even though they don't understand their true problem, he goes into Jerusalem anyway, and he will show them exactly what kind of king they need. They don't need one who sits up in a palace somewhere in Jerusalem on a gold-plated chair. They don't need one who comes in and becomes a new priest and preaches the right things. What they need is a king who will die. And he comes in, knowing that he will be beaten, knowing that this crowd that shouts Hosanna, that lays branches out for him, that lays their cloaks out for him, will be the ones who will insult him, who will spit at him, who will mock him, who will beat him, who will cry out, "Crucify him." They don't know what their true problem is. They don't know how deeply they need their prayer, "Hosanna, save us," to come true. But they don't need to know, because Jesus does. He comes in. He takes it all. And as the servant in Isaiah, he sets his face like flint to the task before him. He dies. He rises. He sends his spirit. He invades into people's hearts and takes their hearts of stone and turns them into hearts of flesh. He forgives us of our sin. He renews us, makes us new. And his triumphal entry will be made triumphant by his death, his resurrection, and his glorious ascension to the right hand of the Father. We need Jesus. this world needs Jesus, the one who can truly save our hearts, the one who can truly forgive, the one who truly knows the depths of our problems. And Jesus has come for our true need. Let us pray. Well, glorious Father, as we come into this Holy Week, where we go through the journey with Jesus to the cross and into finally his resurrection, help us, O Lord, to see our true need, to understand the depths of our sin as individuals but as a nation as well. We pray for our nation, O Lord, asking that you would heal hearts, that you would affect change in the lives of those who would desire to do violence, change in the lives of those who struggle under addiction, change in the lives of those who struggle at home. Change our hearts, O Lord. Make us yours. Make us those who belong to Jesus. We pray this in your name. Amen.